This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
We're already starting to see people begin to flee the cities. This is Mike Adams here. You're listening to the Pandemic.News podcast update. Banned everywhere. That's why you have to get it directly at Pandemic.News. This is Tuesday, March 24th, the day I'm recording this. Usually it takes us a couple days before you get to hear it on the website. So keep that in mind as events may have changed by the time you get to hear this. But we're already starting to see people try to flee New York and cities in California. And they're heading for the hills. They're heading for the country. And those are the smart ones, by the way, who are getting out early, because there will be a far worse mass exodus attempted by the masses, and it will end catastrophically. Small towns in America are starting to pull together and have discussions about how to deal with these city people that are coming in. Drudge Report had a headline the other day that small town folk are telling the city people, get out of here, you dirty rats, because we don't want your infections and your filth in our small town. That kind of thing we're going to see all across the country, because the cities, of course, is where the infection is spreading. That's the high population density. And in many cases, that's where they have the very social, in some cases, very filthy lifestyles. A lot of prostitution, a lot of multiple sex partners, a lot of pedophilia, especially in liberal cities like Seattle and Portland and San Francisco, Los Angeles, and just lawlessness and violence and rapings and all kinds of things in LA. And so there's going to be an attempt by a lot of people who live there to get out of those cities, to get away, to bug out. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because the bug out window of opportunity is very small. And I have a lot of followers in the greater Los Angeles region. And I've talked to many of them before, and they say, I know you describe Los Angeles as a giant death trap and we should get out, but this is where my job is. This is where my family is. This is where my career, whatever. A lot of people have stayed in LA, obviously, over 10 million people in the LA region. And many of those people are now starting to think about, what is the trigger to bug out of here? Well, for starters, have a bug out bag, have a bug out vehicle, and have bug out fuel ready to go, because you have to cross a desert to bug out. And by the way, if you wait too long, you're going to face roadblocks, because the highways will be blocked, the small towns will be blocked, the exits off the highway will be blocked in certain towns with armed local sheriffs and police. Say, nope, we're not accepting anyone here unless you are a resident. Show us your ID. If you're not a resident of this small town, you can't exit here. Move on down the highway. Move along. That's what you're going to be facing. So it's not so easy to get out of LA with all the desert that surrounds it and all the, well, the warlords that are going to rise up. So we should talk about the warlords, because that's an important aspect to all of this. Los Angeles will very likely collapse into lawlessness and chaos, but there'll be a new law, which is the warlords. So you'll have drug gang bosses and kings, so to speak, of their territories. The United States government will probably not try to go in and control Los Angeles block by block, because it's basically impossible. It's like fighting the insurgency in Afghanistan or something. So what's likely to happen is the government will negotiate with warlords who run the city or certain sections of the city. And they will be the gang bangers, the gang leaders. And in order to survive, you will have to give them some of your supplies, some of your money, some of your gold, maybe one of your children, these types of things, your food, whatever. They are going to rape and pillage the regions that they control. The police will be long gone by that time. No law enforcement will be functioning in certain areas of Los Angeles. And Newsom, Governor Newsom, who is a criminal himself, will find that his limited supply of National Guard troops is not able to control regions of Los Angeles. And of course, by that time, it's way too late for anybody to bug out because the highways have been blocked. So that's an impossibility. So people who are stuck in the LA region are going to have to survive the warlords. Oh, and since people in LA are all anti-gun people, I mean, for the most part, they don't have a means of self-defense. But the warlords do. They've got full auto AKs. And because, of course, criminals don't follow gun laws, something, it's an amazing fact that the people of California are suddenly discovering to their great astonishment. Oh, waiting periods? Oh, my gosh. And other astonishing facts. Oh, and by the way, I should mention, it may take several years for this depth of collapse to take place. So this isn't likely to happen this summer in Los Angeles. It may not even happen this year in Los Angeles. You know, the great crash of 1929, I think it took 2 or 3 years to fully develop and really crater the stock market then, and for the economy to really suffer badly before the recovery began to take place. And back then, people were more self-reliant and more adaptive and more patriotic and more law-abiding. Today in Los Angeles, most of those people, they respect no laws, no rules. They hate America. They hate Trump. They hate the police. The people are disarmed while the gangs are fully armed. You've got illegal aliens running around the city in huge numbers, child trafficking, pedophilia, just all kinds of insane, horribly bad behavior, virtually no savings, no respect for community, just this left-wing young narcissism. It's all about yourself, self-delusion everywhere. That's the recipe for a total collapse of a region. But it may take a couple of years for that to completely unfold. So you may have more bug-out time at hand. But the thing is, you don't know when the day comes that the highways get blocked. You don't know. So bugging out now is very wise. You don't want to be stuck in LA when this happens. And by the way, when I say LA, I also mean other cities like Miami or Seattle or maybe Houston, maybe Chicago, maybe Atlanta, maybe Phoenix. There's a lot of cities that kind of qualify here. I'm just using LA as perhaps the most egregious example. So most people have poor planning, which is why they still live in LA. I should say, and they won't have enough gas to get out. And so they'll fill up their car, and then that'll take them one gas tank worth of miles away from the city, which might be difficult to traverse because of all the stalled cars on the highway that have run out of gas before them. So maybe they get, I don't know, 300 miles if they can get through the roadblocks and the gangsters and everything else. But then they're going to be out of gas, and there's no gas because that's all controlled now by the warlords, the gangbangers, and maybe the cities or towns. It's going to become very difficult to get gas to continue your journey. And so you might be stuck in the deserts east of Los Angeles, or you might be stuck halfway to Arizona or something, depending on what route you take. You might be stuck, almost made it to Vegas, but not quite, which is not a good place to be. Not a lot of water out there. And it's going to be a Wild West type of environment in the scenario I'm describing. So if you want to live, you really need to avoid that by bugging out in advance of all this. Get out of the way before this comes to you and before you have no choice. Because frankly, being mobile in the middle of a pandemic is a horrible survival strategy. You want to be locked down. You want to be at home. You want to be self-isolated with your firearms, your weapons, your ability to defend yourself. You want to have local contacts with people in your community, a network of neighbors or friends or other people that you could rely on. That's safety, safety in numbers, small communities. And that's why small communities are locking themselves down now, to prevent city people from overrunning the small towns. And so this is only going to get more pronounced as we move forward over the next few weeks. And just so you know, America has only barely begun the number of infections and deaths that you are still going to see. On the day I'm recording this, there are, 600-something deaths. By the time you hear this, probably will be over 1,000 deaths or very close to it. And it's going to get to 5,000 and then 10,000 and then tens of thousands. And then at some point, it'll be at 100,000. And you will wonder, how did this move so quickly? Well, the answer is exponential spread, which is something I've spoken about before. Not a lot of people understand exponentials, but it kind of explodes in the last phase just because of the nature of the math and so on. But it will take everybody by surprise. And so if you wait to bug out of the city until you think it's necessary, you're already too late. You've waited too long. You're behind the curve now. And there are probably other people who have planned a little better than you, who have already beat you to the bug out routes, and they've already consumed all the gasoline at the gas stations, and they've already bought all the guns and ammo and things like that. Basically, it means that those who are quick to adapt will be the survivors, and those who are slow will be the victims, which is why I've encouraged everybody to be rapid, be fast about how you adapt and survive. Wherever you live in America, maybe you live in San Antonio, maybe you live in St. Louis, maybe you live in Oklahoma City. Now, I don't anticipate Oklahoma City getting crazy like Los Angeles. I'm not making that comparison, by the way. But St. Louis, you ever been to East St. Louis? That is, it could get pretty crazy there. San Antonio could get a little nuts. Houston could get nuts. Salt Lake City might be okay. The Mormons are a little more polite than most people, which is a good thing. But it's hard to say how the desperation will cause things to unfold there. And by the way, a lot of Mormons do not take the Mormon church recommendations to store enough food. And so, you know, the Mormons have been mocked by people for years for storing food. You know, like, oh, the Mormon family, they got cans of food under every mattress. Well, guess who's looking really good now is the Mormons who had cans of food stocked under their mattresses. It's part of the Mormon teaching to be prepared with extra food and extra money and so on, savings and things like that. But a lot of the Mormon churches have kind of watered down that advice over the years, and a lot of the members of the Mormon churches have decided they don't want to store food. They think that's kooky. So guess what? They have no food. It's going to be interesting to see how the Mormon church actually has kind of an LDS roll call situation to figure out who followed the teachings and who didn't. Because, you know, it's a sin not to be prepared in the Mormon church. And there's a lot of people who are not. But in any case, Utah overall should be fairly good compared to most other places. In fact, Wyoming should be in great shape. Idaho should be in great shape. Most of Montana. You know, the areas with low population density should be fine. Now, Colorado, rural Colorado would be fine, but Denver, maybe not so much. And much the same is true in Texas, where most of rural Texas would be fine, but certain cities like Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston and San Antonio may not be in good shape, and they might get quarantined. Actually, I think Austin has already announced a lockdown measure. So we'll see where all this goes. But if you're still in the city, this might be your last chance to bug out. And if you're in a small town, prepare to be overrun by people fleeing the cities if you're anywhere near the cities. This is something we've talked about before. Now it's starting. It's beginning. You're going to have the mass exodus from the death hubs of America, which are the liberal cities. So be prepared, folks. Be prepared. Hope you got your hollow point ammo and your water filter. Hope you're ready because it's coming. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Pandemic.news is the website. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Since we're banned everywhere, tell them that if you want to live, read pandemic.news. If you want to live, read pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited,
It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.